Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And best of all, ladies and gentlemen, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Our guest today, Mr. Larry Pratt, discussion of all things liberty. Welcome back, sir. Long time no here. And a Merry Christmas to you and your family, sir.
Well, Sam, it's really good to be back with you. And I hope that everything is going well with the show and with all the good work that you're doing.
Man, it is going fantastic. I got a couple of news headlines I want to bounce off you real quick from yesterday's show. We talked about them in detail, but I thought it would make sense for you to comment on them. First one says vaccine passports are back. I guess the G20 group of nations, 19 countries plus the EU, recently agreed that they're going to have vaccine passports. Their goal is control over everything relating to our lives. So that's the first thing. So that's international. You're going to have a vaccine passport to travel, they all claim. But you know what? For years, the government has also warned travelers that they will need a security-enhanced real ID for domestic flights. You know what? They've been working on it for 20 years. We've been fighting it. They've been stopping it and shutting it down. But now they say they mean it. Real ID, ladies and gentlemen, is a driver's license with federal government vetting and features, which tracks us at the federal level. Beginning May 3rd, that's 2023, U.S. travelers flying within the United States will need to show these, quote, real IDs, security-enhanced driver's licenses that are real ID, quote, compliant. And, hey, if you don't have a real ID certified driver's license and or ID card, no fly for you. That's what's going on. This is chilling. We've been fighting it for over 20 years, but now they're going to force it upon us. But when you think about the international vaccine passport, plus your passport, plus your government federal ID, if we're not very careful, we're backing into the social credit score big time. Tracked by your government at every move. The question becomes, what features do these real IDs have now, and what will they contain in the future? They used to laugh at us and say, you guys are conspiracy nuts, but now the evidence is in our hands, proving us right once again, Larry Pratt.
And if anything happens when you are forced to get a vaccination in order to get that horrible passport, well, that's too bad. That's just collateral damage. We'll get over it. Well, you may not. But their view is that we're just kind of animals, and when you're raising animals, you may lose a few, so no big deal.
You think about this, and where do we head with this? Elon Musk claims his pronouns are prosecute Fauci. I certainly think Nuremberg trials or equivalent thereof need to be happening with regards to Anthony Fauci, and with regards to the forced mandates of vaccinations and passports by the government. There's no authority constitutionally for these mandated government, general government ID cards or passports or vaccine mandates. And there's no authority, Larry Pratt.
Correct. There is no authority. And we should have seen things like this coming many, many years ago, because they've been pushing the constitutional limits for a long time. Gun owners are certainly familiar with that, with the addition of unconstitutional restrictions on buying a gun, carrying a gun, even owning a gun. But it now is in the area of our health, and they're saying that we're going to have to enable the government, allow the government to put things in our bodies that we may have a conscience objection to, or we may have a health objection to. There's a lot of people that, if they're still alive, are wishing they never had the injection for the vaccination because they got dreadfully ill, and some of them are maimed for life. We don't hear much about that, but if you dig, you can find out that that's what's been happening, that these vaccinations were pushed through on an emergency basis. There was no due diligence done to have them studied and to see what the long-term effects were. We were told, oh, no, we had to do something right away. Well, it turned out that COVID was more or less a bad cold. Yes, there were people that died from COVID, but there are people now that we're seeing dying from the injection, and actually more of more deaths resulting from the vaccination than there would have been in a normal year for the cold.
Let me stop you there, because that's interesting. I got kicked off Twitter, banned from Twitter, because I quoted an Israeli study, along with LifeSite News reported the same study, that more people were dying in the elderly population from the COVID vaccine than they were from the COVID itself. And I quoted that article with a headline that I had, and Twitter shut me down for over a year and a half. I finally took down that article because I couldn't get back on Twitter, so I took down that post, and then I got my Twitter accounts back. I'm giving Elon Musk another chance to see how much he really believes in free speech, but I find it fascinating that I got taken down over that very point you're making now, really. It's interesting.
There was such a groupthink push, and that's the George Orwell word that comes to mind. That whatever Big Brother dictates is proper think, good think, then that must be what we think, or else we're going to have no think. So they've been slamming people around, and you got slammed pretty good on this. But gun owners have had to deal with this for a long time, and the general population, I think, is beginning to realize that government has illegally, unconstitutionally, and immorally claimed more power than it should ever have. And the results are coming in. These are life or death issues that we're talking about, whether you can protect yourself, whether you can tell a doctor, as I did the other day, he asked me if I had gotten a COVID shot, and I said, absolutely not. I don't want to take the risk of dying. And that was the end of it. He had no follow-up on that. But there are people that have lost their jobs for saying what I just said.
There's no question about it, folks, and it's getting worse. But I'll tell you this, though. There is a little bit of good news. Not only did I get my Twitter account back, you know, I shouldn't have had to take down that article. Elon should have just cranked up my Twitter account. I don't know what you want to call it, but amnesty or whatever. But I took down my post because I said, look, let's just give Elon a chance. If he doesn't take me down, I don't care about one little post. I did not take down the post in protest to Twitter before, when that was the general policy. But if they're opening it up, and you know, I don't know if they'll get to my account, or, you know, I don't know how to get to the Twitter people. But I thought, hey, let's just give them a fresh start. That's what I'm hoping they'll give me, so why wouldn't I give that to them to set the example, if you will? But there's good news on that front. Not only am I back on Twitter, but Drs. Robert Malone and Peter McCullough, whose accounts were both suspended during the COVID pandemic, now have both confirmed they're back up and running as of Tuesday. That is good news, Larry.
That is very encouraging news indeed. It means that maybe the free marketplace of ideas is being reestablished, and the First Amendment is being given some new life. And that is very, very good news, because without the ability to express ourselves freely, we don't live in a free country. We live under a dictatorship. And the dictator isn't necessarily very bright. Think Joe Biden. And then you realize that the consequences are pretty dreadful.
Amen to that. And this is sad news, but kind of vindicates Drs. Robert Malone and Peter McCullough to some degree. Here's the headline. FDA announces recall of COVID-19 tests due to false results. Literally, 3 years into this, we've got tests out there that are giving false information, and they had to recall them, Larry.
No wonder they didn't want to publish the results. They conned Trump into thinking that this was a major end-of-the-world type of crisis, and they had to move ahead full speed without any regard for what might be happening. Made a lot of money doing it that way. It didn't cost them anything to have these pesky year-end, year-long, two-year-long, whatever, studies that normally are required. They just started hitting the cash register right away, and it was lovely for them, but it wasn't necessarily very lovely for the people that suffered from the shot. Happily, it's not caused death for a lot of people, but there were those that were directly killed or maimed because of the stone, and we couldn't allow them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Quick pause. We're going to come back. I got a quote from Joe Biden as he passed the, I would call it Disrespect for Marriage Act is what I'd call it. Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman in seconds on your radio.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman. So Joe Biden literally invited a bunch of drag queens to the yesterday signing of the Disrespect for Marriage Act, is what I'm going to call it. They promoted perversion at every turn, but Joe Biden is literally off his rocker. What he says is this: when a person can be married in the morning and then thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, there's something wrong, severely wrong. Let's hear Joe with that quote. Joe Biden. All right, we'll try to get that clip here in a minute then. Larry, what do you say to this?
Is inventing a problem that doesn't exist. Federal law for quite some time has made it illegal to discriminate on the basis of sex, and or even, I guess, sexual identity.
Or orientation.
Right. Yeah, maybe that was the word in the law. But in any case, it's illegal to say to a homosexual, you can't come in, assuming you know the person is a homosexual. A lot of times, homosexuals present themselves in public as if they are like everybody else.
Now, here's the question that I have, though. We'll get into this in a second, but here's what Joe says.
When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong. Wrong. When a person...
Now, I want to stop and talk about this for a minute, Larry, because, you know what? I am not for discrimination, okay? I don't believe we should be discriminating against people. Candace Owens went off and says she discriminates all the time, justly so. More people need to do it. The problem is there's a fine line here, in my opinion, between discrimination versus your own rights or your own beliefs or your own conscience or your own business or your own et cetera, et cetera. Look, I shouldn't be discriminating against people, but at the same time, if I'm a cake maker and I don't want to bake a cake for gay and lesbians, I shouldn't have to. If I'm, whatever the case may be, if I'm a website builder, which is another case right now being, adjudicated or whatever you want to call it, and I don't want to create a website for gay and lesbian weddings, I shouldn't be forced to do things that are against my beliefs or my conscience on the altar of non-discrimination. So there's a big difference between kicking somebody out, number one, and forcing me to do things I don't want to do with my own conscience and with my own beliefs. There's a fine line here we're kind of flirting with, aren't we?
Yes, indeed. And what I see them having done is to take the longstanding federal law prohibiting discrimination on the basis of the color of one's skin and extrapolated that to discriminating on the basis of somebody's views or beliefs. And I'm set in my ways enough to believe that if somebody comes in and presents themselves as homosexual and insists that I serve them at a restaurant.
Larry, you're breaking up quite a bit. Let's see if we can get you to a better spot, get near a window or something.
Well, I'll move around. I can.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'm good. So I'll just try to make it so that the issue stays clearly distinguished between one of discrimination on the basis of color, which people are born with, and they can't do anything about that. And I think the federal law rightfully prohibits the discrimination based on skin color. But if I don't want to serve in my restaurant somebody that comes in and is a flaming homosexual and wants me to serve them in violation of my conscience, then I'm sorry. That crosses the line. The person of another color was born that way because that's the way God made him. The homosexual is somebody who has chosen a style of life. And that's to make me go along with his immoral ideas is imposing immorality on me, and that is wrong.
Now, I kind of want to take this even further, because I know that's kind of where the line everybody wants to draw, but you know what? I am not for discrimination. Don't misunderstand my point here, Larry. I am not for discrimination. I believe that we're all God's children, and we should behave that way. We should treat each other with kindness and love and respect and etc. Okay, so I don't believe in discrimination. However, I do believe people should have the right to discriminate. And you say, oh, no, but where does the federal government get authority? Now, you might push for the 14th Amendment or something, but where does the federal government get authority to reach into the states, into the several states, into the counties, and make these federal mandates for all kinds of things? Okay, now, I'm part of two groups that could be discriminated against fairly easily. Number one, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon, and they've had the greatest discrimination against them, even more so than the blacks in the history of America. No group has had an extermination order. Shoot all men, women, and children on sight. Like the Mormons did under Governor Boggs of Missouri in the 1800s. All right. Now, I'm also a totally blind person. So, you know, from the disabled point of view, I'm in another minority. Now, I used to have a guide dog as well. And even though the law says, hey, you got to allow a guide dog in your restaurant, you got to allow, hey, if somebody wants to kick me out of their restaurant for being blind or being a Mormon, I don't like it. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong. But I don't want to be in their restaurant if they have those feelings towards me anyways. And so I'm not for discrimination, but I think people should have the right to discriminate if they want to. If I say, you know what, I don't like your politics, Larry, you're not welcome here. Bye. You can go to a place that, you know, loves your politics, or vice versa. Or, hey, I don't like it. You know what? You're a blind guy. We don't like blind people in our restaurants. We just don't like that. I think it's goofy. I think it's wrong. I think the court of public opinion, and when people find out about it, they'll suffer, and eventually they'll probably go out of business for such abuse of whoever. But I don't know that we can take away people's rights of conscience like this by mandate, whether it is the color of your skin, whether there's something else about you they don't like. The problem with this slippery slope is, where does it go next? Right? We say, hey, a white supremacist can't come in here. By golly, that guy's a white supremacist. He's hanging out with the black Kanye West. Those guys can't come in here, by golly. Donald Trump needs to apologize and can't even talk to those people. But at the same time, the baby murderer can just roll right in. The abortion mill, you know, founder, creator, whatever you want to say, the Dr. Kevorkians could just roll right in, no problem. The folks that lie about gender and go against science and God's law, they're welcome. But yet, hey, the white supremacist or whatever, not allowed. See, we're creating our own discrimination while we claim we're getting rid of discrimination, Larry.
I think you've got a very good point there. And these are issues that ought to be left in the hands of individuals to deal with as their conscience allows. And it should not be something that comes from the government, because the government so often screws things up. They ought to be just trying to preserve basic law and order, protect us against the violent ones, if that's something they can do. They can't do it all the time, and that's why we ought to have the right to protect ourselves, even with firearms. But this is something where they're now imposing matters of conscience on people, and they've long gone past the limit, I think, when they do that.
Well, and the problem I have with it is, where does it end? So right now, if you're a gay, if you're a baby killer, if you're transgender, if you're this or that, you're welcome everywhere. In fact, you're kind of promoted and given a special privilege, so to speak. But if you're a white supremacist, you're worse than Satan's spawn. I mean, you can't even talk to a, quote, white supremacist, supposedly. You know, Kanye West and this white nationalist or whatever this guy is literally rolled in and talked to Donald Trump at a dinner, and now he's getting beat up big time for even meeting with those people. Now, I don't agree with white supremacy. Okay, but I also say, though, that, look, can't that guy have his beliefs? Why is he somehow, why can we discriminate against him? Because it's so heinous, his beliefs? Well, what's more heinous, a guy that walks around and says, I'm white and I'm better than you? Or a guy that literally says, hey, I've murdered how many ever babies in the murder mill? Well, which guy do you feel more comfortable sitting down at the dinner table with? I'm not really for either, but I'm just saying, right?
Exactly. And along the way, it's a smaller point than the one you're making, but maybe sometime somebody can explain to me how Kanye West is a white supremacist when his color doesn't really fit that model.
Well, he was a great black when he was in bed with the satanic, record labels. Then he was fine. Then he decided to jettison that and become a Christian, and that's when the attacks started, and it went downhill from there. He turned into an Uncle Tom, like Clarence Thomas, and now he's even a white supremacist. Ooh, wow. Larry Pratt and Sam Bushman in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawmakers in the negotiations on a bill to fund the federal government for the current fiscal year announced Tuesday they've reached an agreement on a framework that will essentially delay the deadline by a week or so. Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, says given these Democrats' achievements, it would be a blatant dereliction of our duty for Senate Republicans to allow Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to ram through the so-called omnibus bill. An omnibus bill is a single document but packages together a lot of pork. Researchers in California have produced fusion energy, creating more energy than the amount required to begin the process. When you consider 1 gram of hydrogen from ocean water contains as much energy as burning 10 tons of coal, the benefits are clear. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm on Tuesday.
Simply put, this is one of the most impressive scientific feats of the 21st century.
Rock star or not, men in South Korea must serve a tour of duty to their country, as women are not required to perform military service.
There's no negotiation in South Korea. Sometime between the age of 18 and 30, if you're male, you go to the military. So now Jin, the oldest member of K-pop band BTS, at age 30, has begun his 18 months of military service. The other band members will follow over the next year, as BTS is on hiatus for what could be a few years. I'm Rich Johnson.
The Trump Organization was found in criminal contempt by a Manhattan, New York judge following a secret one-day trial in 2021 during a tax fraud investigation. Judge Juan Merchan ordered members of President Trump's family businesses on Tuesday pay $4,000 in fines for the violations. He said they willfully disobeyed 4 grand jury subpoenas and 3 court orders. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Larry Pratt and Sam Bushman breaking it down just for you. You know, the problem is with this white supremacy stuff is it all depends on your viewpoints, right? And what you believe. But a listener of mine emailed me and gave me this incredible quote. He says this, "You know what, fellow Christians? I pray a lot that demons will convert to Christianity. I can't think of a better outcome for God's universe." See, I agree with that, ladies and gentlemen. I pray for demons that they'll convert to Christianity and change and repent and etc. But the problem that I have with this, Larry, is it first starts with the Kanye Wests of the world, or it first starts with whatever anti-Semitic Jew, hey, you're a white supremacist or whatever. But what comes next? Right now, they just passed the Marriage Act. How horrible it is that somebody can get married in the morning and then be kicked out of a restaurant for being gay, says the president or Joe. But my problem is, what's next then? If you double down and insist on God-ordained traditional marriage, are you going to be the next equivalent white supremacist and marginalized and no seat at the table for you? Is that where we're headed?
Well, I think we've seen that's coming. We've seen Christian groups banned from proselytizing on college campuses, and that's a very disturbing tendency because that's where the future thought leaders of the country are being trained and developed. And if they're being told that this is proper activity to compel the way people think or don't think, then I think we're in a lot of trouble. And the fact that this has already been happening tells me that we're farther along down the road to destruction than we'd like to think.
There you have it. That's why I bring this up, folks. I'm not defending any supremacy of any human over another. I believe we're all God's children and we should behave like it. And by the way, that was the view of the founders. Even though they get slaughtered for being slave owners and racist and this and that, you know, old white man or whatever else, you know, the charges are dishonest, manipulated labels. The founding fathers, many of them, were against slavery. It takes a long time to change a societal reality. That's the problem. And right now, they're celebrating this gay, you know, this Disrespect for Marriage Act is what I would call it. But you know what? It's not going to be long when they're going to be persecuting Christians over this very point. You cannot stand up for God-ordained traditional marriage. You cannot stand up for, you know, God's law on sex, sexual relations, only to be legally and lawfully with, you know, the person that you're married to and no one else. You're not going to be allowed to hold to these standard moral high ground principles and views. If you do, you will eventually be the white supremacist of today. You will be ridiculed, mocked, persecuted, prosecuted, no seat at the table for you. That's where they're heading with all Christian values. All Ten Commandments will be in this category. Anybody who expresses these beliefs will eventually be publicly mocked and shamed. I'm predicting this, Larry. Write it down. But this is where we're headed with this mentality.
No, I don't even know that that's necessarily a prediction when you see the animus that so many people in power have against the expression of Christian views in this country, or for that matter, I suppose we could even say constitutional views. All of that gets labeled with this kind of brainless notion that, oh, well, that's hate speech. In other words, anything I disagree with, that is a hateful thing that you just said. And because it's hateful, that in and of itself means you shouldn't say that. And if you insist on saying it, you can be punished. You can be made to be an unperson, to use Orwell's term. We can just take you out of the corporation, out of the university, out of the school, maybe out of the neighborhood. We're just not going to allow you to be around because you're hateful, because you said something that made me upset.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know this, Larry Pratt, but Americans listed the federal government as the top problem facing the company or facing the country for the seventh year in a row. Over 1,000 respondents, 19+% said the government is the top problem with the country, and right on its heels is the economy.
That's encouraging when our fellow Americans are becoming aware, hopefully before it's too late, that there's a real problem here with government that thinks that it can do anything it wants, that it has no limits. Forget that Constitution thingy. We're here to do what is right in our own eyes, and you don't have anything to say about it, and we're going to tell you, because that's what's right in our eyes. We have the right and the obligation. We're not having to tell you where that right came from or the obligation emanated. We're just telling you, shut up, because your disagreement with us means you're hateful, you're a racist, and we're not going to tolerate it. And so the people who have been telling us how important toleration is now have given us a list of things that we might say or do that are not going to be tolerated. Isn't that? And it didn't take long either. Within the last 10 years, perhaps, we've gone to let's tolerate everything to, well, there's some things that we're just not going to tolerate.
Well, and here's where it goes. Let me give you a couple of headlines to kind of make the point. A lesbian artist who lives in Norway is facing, quote, criminal hate speech charges, punishable by up to 3 years in prison for stating on Facebook that it's impossible for a man to become a lesbian. So there's this man that claims he's a lesbian, and she said on Facebook, hey, men can't become lesbians. They're not female. And so now she's facing literally 3 years. That's Norway. But what we see globally starts to come to a theater near us, Larry.
You know, what the Norwegians are telling this this poor lesbian is that if you'd have said this 10, 20 years ago, that would have been an A in a zoology class. But now, if we're going to punish you, we're going to kick you out of the job you have, and we might even throw you in jail. isn't New Think wonderful think?
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And I know some of this stuff, you look at it and you just can't even believe it's real. You just like want to dismiss it, going, come on now. They don't really think that, do they? But they do. That's the problem. They really do think that. In fact, an overwhelming number of colleges in the United States have at least one speech code that seriously violates free speech rights, according to a watchdog group, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, also known as FIRE. So now you see in our collegiate worlds, they're violating your free speech rights big time. If you don't have the, extreme leftist views, the socialist / communist views, your speech is on the chopping block or the, I don't know what you want to say. They're ready to go ahead and burn it down, Larry.
We've got now the advocacy of things that not that long ago were illegal. And if you were practicing them, you would be punished. This was foundational when the country was established, when Christians fled persecution in Europe so that they could establish a country where they would be free to have more biblically based laws on the books. And now we've come to a point where, and I guess we shouldn't be too surprised, you see it in the Bible, it's basically a two or three generation time between something that was done right and well and pleasing to God, and within one or two or three generations, it's all gone down the toilet. We have to be very vigilant as parents and as grandparents to keep what we can of the traditions that have been handed to us, because there are so many people in power that would just absolutely be delighted to take those from us.
All right, here's the deal, folks. It's getting bad, and we're going to carry this theme forward for a minute longer here. Now Cambridge Dictionary has updated its definition of the term woman. So, you know, Matt Walsh went around the country saying, what's a woman? And people couldn't answer the question. Anybody who has guts and integrity could answer. But the liberals just could not answer. But now the new term woman, here's the definition. Anyone who identifies as female, including biological males, the online dictionary defines woman as an adult who lives and identifies as female, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. That's according to its website. I'll tell you more in seconds on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Larry Pratt and Sam Bushman. So Cambridge Dictionary updated its definition to include anyone who identifies as female, even though those biological males that, you know, or hey, whatever your sex at birth was, doesn't matter. You can be a woman if you want to be, and you're a woman if you think you are, and identify as such. And the new definition, they say, is in addition to the current definition, which defines as a woman as an adult female human being. Believe it or not, the term man was also revised to include reference to, quote, biological women. Man is now defined as an adult who lives and identifies as male, even if they've been identified as a different sex at birth. Larry, this is what I'm talking about. And what if you don't accept those new definitions, Larry? You could be the latest white supremacist.
That's exactly what we're facing when guys can go into a woman's locker room and say that they're a woman when it's pretty obvious from the way they were born. Just you can take one look at them when they don't have clothes covering up their vital parts, that no, that's not really a woman. But now people are being compelled to say, oh, well, okay, whatever you say. Well, wait a minute. We're saying that then somebody else can be the tyrant that directs the kind of thinking that I'm going to be entitled to have. That's a tyranny which is very much like Sodom and Gomorrah. If you remember the biblical account, the Sodomites were demanding that Lot and family submit to their sexual impulses of the Sodomite community and Gomorrah, and that was the issue that finally was resolved when burning brimstone, was rained down on those folks. And by the way, their archaeologists are finding areas out in the Mideast near Israel, or maybe in part of it, where they think that may be the site of where Sodom had been, because the kind of soil and rocks indicates that that's probably what happened, was that some incredible disaster occurred that converted what may have been at one time, as the Bible describes, a very verdant place where everything grew very easily. And now it's desert. And our actions, it turns out, have consequences. And folks today may want to deny that and say, well, we can believe anything we want. And by the way, you're going to have to believe what we believe, or we're going to punish you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's kind of the latest interesting twist to this stuff. But I want to highlight this question and ask Larry Pratt about this, because I find this interesting. You know, they tell us that we claim election fraud without evidence over and over and over, right, Larry?
Oh, they do indeed. And if we doubt that, then we're a denier.
Yes, in fact, you'll probably be equivalent to a white supremacist pretty soon there. See, you'll be untouchable. But here's my question, though. What form of business organizations do the Republican and Democratic organizations enjoy? Do you know?
They're set up as corporations with limited liability protections.
Yes. In fact, they call them 527s in the IRS code, just so you know. Now, listen to me carefully and see if this makes sense to you. The national political parties are, quote, not-for-profit corporations exempt from taxes under the IRS code 527. And they've been sheltered under those rules for quite some time. And parties often serves as career networks, allowing candidates and political hacks to progress from state or local politics to the national level via the party structure. So, for example, now Kyrsten Sinema is now an independent. You got to kind of wonder what that even actually means. But here's the deal. If you've got two organizations that are corporations that have special privilege above everybody else, and they have slowly but surely created rules in government, and they maintain and control the ballots, and they maintain and control who can get on the ballot, because if you try to create a third party, it's really, really, really hard and tough. So they've created rules to protect themselves. Aren't the very fact that there's two parties that act as the same party, as Pat Buchanan called it, the left, right wings of the same bird of prey, isn't that alone proof of election fraud? Because what if I want to get my candidate on the ballot, or what if I want to become a party? There's so many things preventing me. How do they get this special privilege to the degree and then claim it's not election fraud when they're not even government entities? How does that work?
If George Washington were to be here still and wanted to run for president, it wouldn't be the same as it was back in his day. That is for sure, because there would be all kinds of laws regulating what he could do, how he could get the money, and how he could spend the money. And there would be legal and jailable consequences if he violated those rules that have been developed since the time that George Washington and the generation that followed him had been in office. But it didn't take this country long before we started going down this path, because it's easier than winning election if you can just simply make the opponent's actions illegal.
Well, and if I have this ability then, and I'm the Republican Party, just say, and I'm in control of, say, elections in a given town, or a Democrat Party, and they're in control of, you know, elections in a certain town or whatever else and stuff, how do we say that doesn't create special privilege or manipulate elections in their favor? Right? We've got these operatives from the two parties that literally play games, redraw boundaries, run the election tabulators, run all these different things. And so Carrie Lake right now, you know, hey, it's a Republican question, a Democrat question, but both of those people have special privilege at the trough. How does that not disenfranchise me if I'm not one of their, quote, if I don't sit on their teams?
And both parties would love to see Carrie Lake disappear from the political scene, because she is bringing up these very issues that you just touched upon, that the way the elections are conducted, and what's legal and what's not legal. And we're going to tell you, and if it means that it's going to be almost impossible for you to be an effective candidate, well, that's tough. Why don't you join our team? We've got two teams actually in the league. One's called Republican, the other called Democrat. And if you don't want to play by those rules, well, then you're a criminal.
Now, Carrie Lake just spoke out because a judge demanded Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake go into a court emergency hearing. Carrie Lake says, quote, "We are confident that given the opportunity, we will expose this election for the sham that it was." Carrie Lake gives her statement on election contest relating to the hearing that's scheduled before the, quote, trial on this thing. But I look at this, though, and I'm just telling you, these parties prove election fraud. You would say, oh, no, Sam, it's been that way for over 100 years. But look, the GOP lies with fake news, and they say they're the grand old party. But the GOP was founded in 1854. The Democrats go back to 1828. The Democrats could claim they're the grand old party, right? But before that was the Whigs. Well, when you look at this, that's why George Washington said, look, these parties will destroy America. And they have proven to be America's destruction. with their special privilege, with their literally building laws surrounding them, giving them special protection at the expense of everybody else. Every time they create another law that disenfranchises more of us or gives them greater authority and power over the rest of us, they commit election fraud, Larry.
And it's pretty in your face. One of the points in Carrie Lake's suit before the court is that there were some 25,000 votes that were, quote, found to have been voted after all the deadlines had passed. Somebody just manufactured 25,000 votes and stuck them in to the vote count. That's
hey,
how
man, deadlines don't apply to dead people there, Larry.
Very well put.
I mean, what the heck is going on here? This is insane. And again, it's these parties that are finding the votes, right?
Maybe the next thing for the media to do is to conduct interviews in graveyards so that they can get a view on what's going to happen in the next election, because they're talking to the dead people that are planning to vote.
Yeah, I'm kind of off the channeling plan. I'll stay away from that stuff. That's like voodoo. I'm out. I'd rather stand for sacred, God-ordained Christian values, ladies and gentlemen. I'll stand for the moral high ground every time. But here's another fascinating tidbit to add to this point we're discussing right now, Larry. I don't know if you know, but groups spent $32 million to fight election denialism. That's an article written by the New York Times just yesterday. And it says the money largely went to state and local organizations that often focused on turning out young voters and black voters. They say voters of color, although I think that's an outdated phrase, you racists. But anyway, they turned out people of color with this money, this $32 million. And the Pro-Democracy Center and the Pro-Democracy Campaign put the money together. And they funded 126 organizations across 16 states, focused on Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan as two of their kind of key swing states to vote on. But they did this with $32 million. Now, nobody would name the donors behind the groups, because remember, these nonprofits don't have to tell you where they spent their money or where they got their money. What do you say to that, Larry? Again, this highlights my point.
And, you know, just think back a few years ago, the election laws that were passed, the Federal Election Commission resulted from that. There was this big concern about where all the money was coming from and how it was being spent and the impact it was having on elections. Well, I was active politically, and I was actually in the Virginia legislature, and I got elected having spent some $30,000 that I was able to raise. It wasn't my own. And that was a huge amount in a state election to have a candidate be able to spend. And now that won't even buy you a month's worth of consultants in these races. The amount of money is torrential. It's like trying to take a sip.
But again, they use the National Republican Committee, RNC, or the Democratic Committee, DNC. They use these private special privilege organizations to raise all that money, too, with special privileges surrounding how they get the money and where it goes. And you and I can't even trace most of it.
They found a way around the very laws they enacted, and those laws make it very difficult for individuals and people that are not connected to the powers that be to get into the political system that operates very effectively for those that are already there.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman on your radio.
Hold on, please.
All I can tell you is hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.